Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Bethea. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bethea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause juggles the ball. That's an error on Krause. Rollins moves to third. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 0 for 1 in the game. Bethea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Bethea moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Bethea moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bethea tags and scores. Oliva tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethea hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Batty scores. Rollins moves to third. Boswell moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John Wyatt. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stahl hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bethea scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Mincher reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Batty moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethea hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gentile moves to second. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Jose Santiago now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for Jose Santiago. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bethea scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bethea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bethea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington now pitching. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Nelson Matthews pinch runs for Billy Bryan. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Matthews scores. It's Athletics, 6, Twins, 6. Bill Plyce now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Wes Stock now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hall reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Batty is walked intentionally. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Earl Batty. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Stahl is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bethea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bethea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Ward pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethea strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliva is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bethea scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for West Stock. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stahl who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to home to get Hall. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Bethea applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethea hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Verhaals takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Causey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Henry pinch hits for Dwight Siebler. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bethea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethea is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-6 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7. And Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.